Parshas Vayira mentions the inyan of Mayim many times. The Parsha begins with Mayim. Yukach no ma'at Mayim v'rachatzu v'aglichem. And then we have the Be'er by Yishmael and Hagar. The vikuach between Abraham and Avimelech about this Be'er. And then the Parsha concludes at the end of the Akedah, v'yeshev Abraham b'Be'er Sheva. So it takes us through the entire parasha. So let's focus befrat on the sugya of the Be'er by Yishmael and Hagar. The Torah tells us that as Yishmael and Hagar are wandering through the desert and they run out of water from Avram, v'yishkach Elokim eseinaha, that Hashem opens up her eyes to see this Be'er of Mayim. First question is, many times in the Torah people stumble upon things, people, but we don't find this expression, Vayivkach Elokim Eseinaha, that Hashem opened up her eyes. In fact, the Medrash over here quotes somewhat of a well-known Maimer Chazal, Amar Rabbi Yamin, everybody is Becheskas Sumin, is considered to be blind, Ad Shalakim, until Hashem opens up her eyes, Shenemar, and it quotes this Pasuk. Many people, when they lose things, they mention that Medrash is a school to find lost objects. But it comes from here, Vayikach Elokim Eseinaha, that there was an eye-opening revelation in regards to this Be'er. Why is that necessary here? Secondly, there's a very interesting Zayir Shava that the Zayir Chadash brings here. Some. We find the word here, some al shechma, that it was placed on her shoulders, this flask of water. And we find the word some as well in Parshas Beshalach, sham sam lai chayku mishpat v'sham nisaho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them mitzvahs, according to the Medrash there. Rashi brings it, Chazal, Gemara. So the Medrash, I should say the Zayir Chadash learns here, Gzeir Shava, to teach us that he was mazer her, that he warned her about emuna. Malahalon oil shechina, just like there in the midbar, they accepted upon themselves the oil shechina. So too here, Abraham warned her and he said, "Be careful to accept upon yourself the oil shechina wherever you go." And this is a very interesting zera shava to make on the word sum in that location. There are many psukim in the Torah which talk about oil shechina, and some of them even have the word sum. Seemingly, the toichen of oil shechina is not completely apparent in sham sam lechay kamishpat, but this is what was chosen, and there's certainly an oimek to it. Thirdly, this whole vikuach between Abraham and Avimelech about the be'er is who does this be'er belong to, until Chazal say that the water had to come up towards Avram, and it showed that it belonged to Avram and not to the royim of Avimelech. Avram says, "Ki chafarti sa be'er hazo." So Torah goes out of its way to discuss who does this be'er belong to. Why would Avimelech or the Avimelech even think that it would belong to them? Were they just trying to steal it from Avram Avinu? That's what the Torah is telling us. And lastly, the Torah tells us that Hashem listened to the tefillah of Yishmael Basher Husham. And the Gemara says, Basher Husham is telling us that Hashem had a conversation with the Malach, and they told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Why should you give this be'er to this person who was going to kill your children, the children of Yitzhak later on?" So Hashem said, "Right now, is he a tzaddik or is he a rasha?" So the Malachim said, "He's a tzaddik. If that's the case, I don him right now as a tzaddik." And this is a very difficult memra in the Gemara to understand, because firstly, the Mefarshim point out that by Ben Sura Ramira, we don't say that. That we dine him based on what he's doing now. We kill a Ben Samer based on his future actions. And that's a very dealt with Shaila in the Mefarshim. But more so, is Yishmael Taka such a tzaddik? Didn't Rashi bring earlier that Yitzchak, that Yishmael was Metzachik, that he was Oisik in Avodah Zarah, and he was Oisik in Gilei Arayos? And the Rishonim asked this question, and the Ramban, Rav Sadja Gaon, and Levin Ezra, and others learned that if he was Taka tzaddik, then you can't say that he was being Oisik in Avodah Zarah. Angela writes, although the Medrash says so. So how do we understand this teretz of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Malachim Basher Husham, Danim now, because it's a tzaddik? So to begin, the Torah tells us that Hagar and Yishmael wandered into the desert, and we already know Yishmael was not up to good things. But Chazal say that as soon as Hagar left the house of Avram, she was chayzi de gidul beis aveha. She returned to the old ways of her father's house, which is Paro in Mitzrayim. Vatelech vateisa, she went back to her ways of Avodah Zarah. We know that Hagar does tshuva. It says that Yitzchak went to find a way for Avram. The Torah tells us in Parshas Chayisar that he brings back Keturah. Chazal say Keturah is Hagar. And her actions were as sweet as the smells of the Keturahs. So how did she come to do tshuva? She left the house very angry of Avram. She made her way back to the house of Paro Mitzrayim, yet she was able to be chayzeh b'tshuva and to again reach the status of what it means to be the wife of Avram Avinu. And secondly, how did Yishmael do tshuva? Chazal say that we find at the end of next week's parashah, Chayisara, that the Torah tells us that Yitzchak and Yishmael buried Avraham. And from the fact that Yitzchak is mentioned before Yishmael, the pasuk teaches us that Yishmael did tshuva. The Gemara's lesson is, Asa Yishmael tshuva b'yomav, that he did tshuva not just at the end of his life, but even in the days of Avram he did tshuva. Asa tshuva b'yomav. So how did that take place? Did we find that there were many interactions between Avram and Yishmael, that he was trying to be makar of him? Although the Medrash does recall one very interesting interaction, but we don't see anywhere in the Torah and Chazal explicitly that there was this moment of epiphany of tshuva that Yishmael had, which brought him back to the house of Avram, to the ways of Avram. So perhaps the pshat is based on this Medrash. The Medrash says in Pirkei Tavlos of Perek Lamed, Ki sham Elokim al kol hanar, that Hashem listened to the voice of the Na'ar Basher Husham, v'sham niftecha lahem habe'er shenivris bein hashmashois. So the Medrash tells us an amazing point, an understanding of the whole sugya, that this wasn't any ordinary be'er. This was the be'er of which the Mishnah and Avos tells us was created on Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of creation, by Bein HaShemashos. V'lholchu b'shasu, Hagar and Yishmael, they drink from these waters. U'midu asachem esmaim, and they fill their flasks with it. Shenamar, as it says, v'yivkach elekim eseinaha. So the Medrash is teaching us the answer to question number one. That the reason why it required here of a p'kich eseinayim was because this was a be'er, which was the be'er from Sheshis and Mivirishis, which didn't belong here. It wasn't actually in that makom. It was revealed to them. And because it was a spiritual revelation, it required a ve'ikvach elokim eseinah. Now, of course, the fact that they're drinking these waters wasn't just that it tasted good, and they were very happy to have it. It certainly had very powerful manifestation on them physically and spiritually. The Medrash, in fact, says that. It continues, Visham hinichu ha-be'er, that they left the be'er there. Misham nasu es raglehem, they lifted up their feet. V'holchu el ha-midbar kulo, they were able to walk the entire midbar with that water until they came to midbar par. So of course, if it's not any ordinary water, it was able to be machazit them in supernatural ways. But perhaps not just supernaturally in a physical way, but also in a spiritual way. And by drinking these waters, it awakened their hearts to do tshuva, maybe not now, but over the course of time. And we see right away, l'chayr from the pasuk, the impact which it had, at least on Yishmael. The Torah says, at the end of those psukim, vayihi elokim esanar. That's the very next words after the Torah says that they drank the water. Vayihi elokim esanar. Was that necessary to say that God is with the Na'ar Yishmael? We find such a lashon by Yosef in Mitzrayim. It says, vayihi Hashem es Yosef. Yosef is also called the Na'ar. Vayihi elokim esanar is certainly telling us that there was a spirit within Yishmael which was awakened. Maybe not right away, but la'achar zman. And this really goes back to one of the questions which we asked earlier. How is it that Hagar, and how is it that Yishmael did tshuva? But the Torah is telling us now, at the very moment that they left the house of Avram Avinu, Vatelech Vateisa, that it was the drinking of these waters, of the Be'er, from Sheshis and Mevereshis, which would turn them around and eventually have them do tshuva. And that's, in fact, Merumas in the Lashon of the Gemara, as we said before, Lalame to teach us, She Yishmael Asa Tshuva B'yamav. B'yamav doesn't just mean the days of Avram Avinu. It means B'yamav, like the waters of Avram Avinu. Like we find that Yamim is how the Torah refers to water. So B'yamav Shal Avram is how Yishmael eventually did tshuva. So the Medrash has a discussion. In whose chus was this be'er? Was the be'er given to Yishmael on his own accord, or only in the chus of Avram Avinu? perhaps the pshat is as follows. That what's the idea of this be'er by Sheshis and Meberashis and Dafka by Bina Shemashos? The pshat is that, as Chazal say, that had Adam HaRishon not been Chayte, so he would have made Kiddush from the Eitz Hadas and gone into Shabbos that way. The reason for the be'er by Sheshis and Meberashis on the sixth day Bina Shemashos is because to go into Shabbos, you have to also go into a mikvah. And the be'er Shomeriyam, as it's called, that is the be'er which Adam HaRishon would have been toivled in. Like we find in the Gemara Shabbos, which speaks about a be'er hamizgalgel, a rolling be'er, a rolling boar, which Rashi says there, it's referring to the be'er of Miriam. It's called, actually, it says be'er hametaltel, a moving be'er. Rashi says that's the be'er of Shomeriyam, which the Yidin and the Midbar used to drink and also to be toivled in, Rashi says. So this be'er by Bina Shemashos would have been the tefillah of Adam HaRishon. But because he was chayte, the be'er fell into the hands of the Sitra Achra. Like many things. Even the aisle, which was created also, Visheshis and Mibereshis by Bina Shemashos, because of the chayte of Adam HaRishon, that too fell into the hands of the Sitra Achra. But Hashem had a plan that by bringing Yishmael to the, by bringing Yitzchak to the Akedah, so that allowed that aisle to be revealed. That was the schar of the Akedah, was the revelation of that aisle. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan to reveal this be'er. It belonged to the Sitra Achra. And here, Yishmael and Hagar, they were from the house of Avram, they were off the derech, in every which way. And there was a tefillah that they should have the be'er. Hashem Yisbarach said, should I give them the be'er? The Sitra Achra said, of course, we're not going to make a mini on that. You should definitely give it to Hagar and Yishmael. We would love for the Sitra Achra to have this be'er. But that, all of course, is a plan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring it into the world so that later on, Yitzchak should have it, so that later on Avraham should have it. Where do we see that Avraham and Yitzchak actually have this be'er? Because the Zohar tells us in Parshas Chayisara that when Eliezer comes to find a wife for Yitzchak, he comes to a be'er. Where does that be'er come from? So the Zohar says that's the be'er of Avraham, which he sends along with Eliezer. And the waters which Eliezer drank and which from Rivka drank, they also drank from those waters. Take a look a couple years ago. One of the Shirim Yitzchak is called the Magical Waters of Eliezer. Listen to that and to see also how Eliezer was impacted by drinking those waters. But Al Kapanim, going back to the Medrash, was it in the Schos of Avram, was it in the Schos of Yishmael? It's Eilu Ve'elokim Delevikim, Eilu Ve'elu Delevikim Chaim. Yes, you could say that it was in the Schos of Yishmael so that it should be given to Yishmael, that the heir should be allowed to give to Yishmael, but really, it was so that Avram and Yitzchak should have it. Because it was only because of the Tulas of Yitzchak later on that Hagar actually came back to Avram Avinu. And what does the Torah say that he daven? In Be'er L'Chayroi. Be'er L'Chayroi is the place which Hagar drank from these waters. So it wasn't just that Yitzchak was working through his tefillahs to bring Hagar back. It was that he was working to bring her back betshuva. Why? Why did he daven at the place Be'er L'Chayroi? In order to activate those waters, that Hagar should do tshuva because she had drunk those waters. And that's really why it was given to Yishmael. Because it was supposed to be given to Avram, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Chachma was able to bring it into the world, to take it out of the hands of the Sitra Achra, to bring it back to Avram, who represents the Tikkun of the Chayit of Adam HaRishon, so that it would be available for Yitzchak and Rivka, and ultimately be back Hagar v'Tshuva to Avram Avinu. Just as a side point, why it is that Yishmael has a connection to this Be'er, that it was given to him? Because, as we know, Yishmael makes a Shabbos as well on Yom HaShishi. On Friday is the Shabbos of the Bnei Yishmael. The Christians make their Shabbos on Sunday, but what we're seeing here is that they surround Shabbos Kodesh, because in order for them to call that day a Shabbos, they need to have a Yenika from the real Shabbos, which is Shabbos Kodesh. So the Yenika of Shabbos, which Yishmael has, is on Friday. But not just regular Friday, it has to be towards closer to Shabbos Kodesh. That's where the Yenika is. So Mimela, that makom called Bein HaShmashos on Yom HaShishi, which is like the mikvah of Shabbos, but that place called the Bein HaShmashos of Yom HaShishi, that's the unika that Yishmael has in Shabbos Kodesh. So the fact that Yishmael has rights in this be'er is because of the unika which he has on that Zman Bechlal called Bein HaShmashos on Erev Shabbos. So Al-Kopana, we understand Vayikach Elokim Aseineha. We understand now the vikuach between Avram and Avimelech. Why would Avimelech, the Rorim, think that it even belonged to them? But the Teretz is that it was granted to Yishmael. And Yishmael is the klipa. So the taina was that it wasn't given to Avram, it was given to Yishmael, so it belongs to us. So the reason why the waters needed to come up and to go towards Avraham Avinu to be mevar this machlokes was because it really wasn't clear whether it was for Avraham or whether it was for Yishmael. But the waters came up and showed that it was really given to Avraham Avinu, but as an excuse it was given to Yishmael in order that it should land eventually in the hands of Avraham and Yitzchak. With this, we can understand the Gzeirah Shava as well. The Gzeirah Shava of Sham, Sam, Vayichiku, Mishpat, Visham, Yiso, as it connects to Sam al Shichma. What's this Sam, Sam? But the reason why, as the Torah is telling us, is that the waters of Hagar was the Be'er Shal Miriam. And the very first time we find a presence of Be'er Shal Miriam in the Torah is when the Yidden were drinking from those bitter waters, and Moshe Rabbeinu took his stick, threw it into the water, Vayimtiku Hamayim, that he sweetened the waters. And so what the Torah is telling us is that he was mad to them at the Ola Shechina, that when Moshe gave them to drink from those waters, it ensured that they would have a heart of Ne'emanes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why that's the makor is because here too, Shom Sam al Shechma, the waters which Hagar drank was what was enabled her to be Mekabel HaShechina, to be Ne'eman forever and ever with her heart to Avraham Avinu. So it's the connection of the waters in the two places, which is telling us there wasn't any ordinary water. It was the waters which B'nai Yisrael had in the Midbar, those sweet waters, which Moshe was able to reveal, as Chazal said, even after Miriam died, that the waters of B'nai Yisrael had in the Midbar were in the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Vayishma Elokim, Vayishma Hashem El Kol Hana'ar, when the Torah tells us that Hashem listened to the voice of Yishmael, Ba'asher Yusham, isn't he a Rasha? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu say he's a Tzaddik? But perhaps the Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew he was a Rasha. He wasn't a tzaddik, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving an excuse, and because he wanted that it should be given to Yishmael, because eventually it would be given over to Yitzhak and to Rivka. So when the Torah says Vayishma Hashem El Kol Hanar, it doesn't say Likol Hanar or Bikol Hanar. It says El Kol Hanar, because eventually there would be another Nar who would daven about these waters, i.e. Yitzhak, when he davened with the Er Lachayre, when he was looking for a Shidduch called Rivka, that Hashem wanted to answer the tefillas of Yitzhak in order to bring him Rivka. And Hashem did answer those tefillas through the Be'er itself, which he took this Be'er, and through the interactions with the Be'er between Eliezer and Rivka, that's how Rivka eventually came to Yitzchak. So when it says that Hashem listened to the voice of El Kol Hanar, it means Yitzchak was also called Hanar in the Torah, as we find by the Akedah, that Avram says, V'ani v'hanar nielcha akai, that Hashem will listen to the tefillas of Yitzchak. Because it was a Kal Vachomer, if Hashem listened to the tefillas of Yishmael about this bar, so too, the Klipa shouldn't be able to be me'akim the Tfilas of Yitzchak as well about this bear. And it could be that it's referring to Rivka, because if you take a look in the Parsha, in Chayisara, about Rivka going back and forth, the Torah always refers to her as a Na'ara, but without the letter He. It writes Na'ar, but it's Na'ara. Why is it referring to Na'ar? Because the Ksiv is telling us that when the Torah said earlier, Vayishma Hashem El Kol HaNa'ar, it's also referring to Rivka. That Hashem saw that they would need these Tfilas about these Be'eris. So Hashem listened to the tefillah of Yishmael now, because eventually he wanted to listen to the tefillahs of Yitzchak and Rivka. And if Hashem listened to the tefillahs of Yishmael, there's no way that anything can get in the way of the tefillahs of Yitzchak and Rivka, who were certainly a tzaddik and a tzaddikas. So Kapanim, we see here the important role that these waters play, the Be'ira, M'sheshis, M'ibereshis, and the whole story of Hagar and Yishmael, and then Parshas Chayisar between Rivka and Yitzchak. So when the Torah tells us in the beginning of the parasha, Yukach Nama Atmaim, and we're finding the Be'er, and again the Be'er, and even in the Parshas Chayisara, there's this whole thing of water. Even the beginning of the parasha, Yukach Nama Atmaim, Chazal said, then the Schus that Avram said those words, B'nei Yisrael were Zeichet to the Be'er, in the Midbar. Even that is referring to the Be'er. So the parasha begins with Be'er, Yukach Nama Atmaim, and we follow this Be'er through the parasha, all the way into next week's parasha as well. So B'derech Rem is, V'yivkach Elokim Eseinaha, that Hashem opened up her eyes to find this Be'er. So Vayivkach is Gematria Be'er. Vayivkach Elokim is Gematria Be'er Miriam. To teach us that it was the Be'er of Miriam which she saw. And in fact, you could be reminded from the beginning of the Parsha, we had said that we find the Be'er throughout the entire Parsha. Vayei Ra'el of Hashem, which is how the Parsha begins, is also the Gematria Be'er.